The Thrive Podcast, led by faith to elevate His name, encourage the body of Christ, enrich our families, and serve our brothers and sisters through hard work and with integrity, bringing glory to God. This is how we thrive. And now, your host, Casey Majorca.
And welcome back to the Thrive Podcast. It is our happy 15th episode, so I'd like to thank everybody that has been on the show and that has helped me put this all together for the last 15 episodes. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to what we got coming up. Really getting jazzed up with some of the ideas that are flowing through my head. Getting inside my head is a scary thought because I've got so many things swimming around in there, and a lot of times it's why, you know, I don't get to bed until 11:30 some days, and it's just me spending a lot of time trying to quiet my brain. And one of those problems with that is this can get in the way of me having time with the Lord, and it's something I've been struggling with a lot lately. And so I just wanted to share with you some of the things I've been doing, because I know there's a lot of people that struggle with this, and maybe they haven't identified this as one of the potential reasons why that it's that way. When I say quiet my head, I'm not, don't get too scared, don't shut off the podcast. It's not voices. It's just a lot of thoughts roaming around. But the problem with that is they get in the way of me hearing God. And so a lot of times, you know, God, He won't, you know, bust the door down and say, you need to do this. A lot of times, it's a soft nudge. It's a whisper. And right now I'm reading a book from Bill Hybels, The Power of a Whisper. And it's a really good book. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm really liking the description of a whisper, because the times that I know that I've heard God, I would describe them as a whisper. They are very much not overpowering. It really requires you to think about it. So what I've been doing is I have been trying to listen to sermons. I'm listening to books. I'm just trying to submerge myself in the car when I've got downtime at lunch. You name it. I've been trying to read articles, read the Bible itself. Like I said before, The plain reading has been what I've been struggling with. But what I've found is as I'm reading all this other stuff, I find myself saying, wow, I love that story. And then I go look in the Bible and I start to read more. And so what it's doing is it's creating that thirst for me. So that's just something that's been working for me. And I wanted to share it out there just in case some others have been struggling a little bit too, and looking for some ideas to kind of break that chain, break that thought, and try to get through and start to be able to read your Bible. And, you know, it could be just something as simple as, you know, reading a proverb a day, or picking a portion of the scriptures and just reading a chapter a day. If you don't have that hunger, pray. Just ask God and start to look for What are the things that interest you, and what are the things do you want to know, and try to find that trusted source that you can rely on, whether it be going back through sermons at your church, you know, finding a pastor online that you really enjoy listening to, and that you can trust, that you know that they're going to be giving you the word that is completely is non-sanitized. You want to hear directly from the Word of God. You want people that are no holds barred, that even when they talk about it, they have to sit there and go, now this hurts me too while I'm saying it. That's the kind of stuff that you want. And it will help build that hunger in you in order to have you seek out the Word. So again, we're going to be talking a lot about this because this is my biggest struggle. This is one of the things that really I'm working on, but I'm making progress. I'm happy to announce I'm making progress, and I'm thirsting, I'm hungering for that Word of God, and it's wonderful because now when I go into the Bible, it's like, okay, I love that story. I know that story, but I don't know that story. I don't know it straight from God, and I start to read it, And I can almost hear him talk to me through it, especially when you hit that one verse. It's like, oh, yes, I'm just going through that right now. And that was perfect timing. Thank you, Lord. I needed that. Well, what we got going on this week's episode is I had an opportunity to sit down with Amanda Mott from Desperate Ministries and Pastor Crystal Krichunas, and we're going to talk about prophecy in the Bible and also the office of a prophet. And so it's a pretty wide net that we cast for prophecy. We were in the studio here for about an hour, so this is going to probably end up being a 2, maybe even a 3-parter as I start to put this whole thing together. At the end of this, I'm going to announce we have a winner for our giveaway. We'll be giving away one of the books that come out of the Dave Ramsey collection. I just happened to have gotten an order in, and we're going to be giving away books for a while now. Hopefully one an episode for a long time to come. We'll probably pick out some other books as well. Don't worry, I'm not going to just push Dave Ramsey on you, but as you know, that is one of the things that got us started in ministry, was starting the Dave Ramsey program and really getting people to understand what God wants, how he wants us to handle our money. That has given birth to this show. It's given birth to a lot more ideas that haven't even hit the table yet, but they're coming down the pipe, I promise you. Also, as promised, at the end, the return of the Majorca Minute. We got Jen back in the studio, talked a little bit about prophecy, and we've got that back up and running. So again, like I told you, we're coming back full force, hitting the ground running, and we're going to start it off with this great episode that we recorded, and I really think you're going to like it, so enjoy. Today in the studio, I'd like to welcome back both Pastor Crystal Krichunas and Amanda Mott from Desperate Ministries. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you for having us again.
All right. Well, we got a packed show, so we're going to dig right in. I have a feeling we're going to be at a 2-parter, and that's awesome. This will be the first 2-part. Also, this is the official 15th episode, so
woo!
You know,
congratulations!
I'm saying, thank you.
Yeah.
Do we get a prize?
I will be, it's funny you bring that up. We're actually giving away prizes this time around.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of books that I was able to pick up from
awesome.
The Dave Ramsey store.
There
I know
go.
That shocks a lot of my viewers, my listeners, but we definitely got some gifts to give away, and so we'll probably pick somebody later on in the show. For now, though, I'd like to just, we're going to set the topic today about prophecy. And a little bit of what we're going to talk about is just kind of the ins and the outs and what it is, what it isn't, as well as answer a few questions from some of the listeners out there. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to both of you and let's answer that first question. What is prophecy?
Well, prophecy is in the Bible.
That's good.
I'm going to start with that. It is completely biblical. I think there's some people who even just debate that, but it's completely biblical. It's a biblical principle. It's a God principle. And all it means is spokesman. The original Hebrew word means God's spokesman or his spokesperson. And prophecy can also be messages about the future, or it can be messages of encouragement, messages of exhortation, but it's any sort of kind of divine knowledge given to a situation that a person wouldn't naturally have. It would be a situation where they wouldn't know something by any sort of natural means that God gives to them for a whole variety of reasons, whether it's to share with a group, an individual, or as large as a nation or as large as the world. But they're all messages from the Lord. That's what they're intended to be. And there isn't anything in particularly special about the person chosen to speak God's words. Paul actually specifically says that he wished that all would seek to speak messages from the Lord. 'Cause there's really nothing special about the person. It is about the Lord, and it is about being his messenger.
Excellent.
I do want to add to that. A prophet, like Amanda said, is one who speaks on behalf of God.
Yes.
Right? And there is a difference between the office of a prophet and prophecy.
Yes.
The office of a prophet is one of the fivefold ministry gifts, right? So the gift itself is the prophet to the body.
Yes.
The prophet is that is the minister. It's one of the fivefold ministry. And then there is the gift of prophecy, which anybody can
yes,
have.
That's a good clarification.
Anybody
yes.
can have when you if you seek that gifting, or if you're in a service. It's always like I liken it to in the Old Testament, where Saul went into the prophets and he began to prophesy. And there was a saying among the Jewish people saying, "Oh, is Saul among the prophets?"
Yeah.
And Saul wasn't a prophet. He just happened to be in the midst of prophecy. And so he was prophesying with them, but he was not called to that office of a prophet. So there's a little bit of a distinction of being called to the office of a prophet in the ministry and just having a gift of prophecy. So there's a difference there.
Yeah, that's a good clarification for sure.
Absolutely. So now we've got kind of a little different biblical definition of prophecy, a prophet. What is prophecy not? And this might cover a lot of what some of the listeners that aren't as familiar with the Bible, maybe new to Christianity or not a Christian right now, probably part of this, they're already a little bit fearful and they're a little bit skeptical. So let's cover a little bit of what is it not that might help them be able to decipher which one's which.
Okay, first of all, it's not a daily horoscope.
Yes.
It is not a daily horoscope. And what happens with me a lot, I know people are afraid to be in relationship with you sometimes or come close to you because they think you can read your mind. And we cannot read your mind. We cannot read your mind. It doesn't work like that. It's God is not going to expose something in you if he's dealing with you on it.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about that. Like, you know, we know everything that's going on in your life, and God just tells the prophet everything that's going on with you. That's not how it works. So it's not that. It's not a daily horoscope. Some people walk in that. They think that everything they hear is from God. Everything is a prophecy. You know, I just knew a lady one time, and I mean, literally everything she did, what she wore and everything was a prophetic word from God. And I'm like, oh, come on. You got up and you put on some clothes. Like you didn't, you know,
yeah.
God wasn't speaking to you to wear this certain clothes today, right? He may in some situations, but it was kind of this, like, she thought, you know, every single day she was a prophet and God was telling her every single day to, you know, do this and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, oh, geez, come on.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I was just listening to a sermon about listening to God, tuning in and listening to him. And one of the things he brought up in that was there's the two different ones, the ones that people, they never hear from God. And then the other side that they say, well, you know, God told me to have this for breakfast, yeah. Told me to put my shoes on. And he said, no, that's not God. And one of the things he equated it to is he said, for all you parents out there, would you want to have a child that constantly is asking you, okay, what shirt should I wear? What should I have for breakfast yeah. and lunch?
Yeah.
And should I turn right here or should I go the other way?
Yeah.
None of us want that, yeah. And that's not what our Heavenly Father wants. He doesn't want to have to hold our hand through every small little decision. He'll walk with us,
yeah.
mm-hmm. but he doesn't want to be there telling us every single thing to do
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very good way, because if you think about it, let's go on the flip side. If you guys could hear every bad thing or good thing or thought of other people just by walking near them, you'd go insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want that
for
on
sure,
your shoulders.
No.
And
no,
he doesn't want that for you.
Yeah.
No.
So it's not mind reading.
No, it's not mind reading.
What else, Amanda?
Well, what's nice about it, too, is if anybody has questions, the Bible is so clear. The Bible talks a lot, and the Bible calls it false prophecy. That's if you're wanting a reference. Okay, what can I look up? go and look up false prophecy, and you will get lots and lots and lots of scripture about what to watch for. And the biggest thing I found in my research on it is if it's not elevating Jesus, if it's not pointing to Jesus, it's false prophecy. It says pretty clearly that somebody who has that spirit, who is intentionally trying to deceive you and lead you astray, will have a really hard time lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes. And Jesus himself says that we will know them by their fruit. So I've noticed, especially if you have people who are coming in and out a lot, who aren't committed to the body, who aren't committed to church, who are just wanting to come in quickly and establish themselves or to say words or give, you know, prophecy quickly, usually that would be a red flag. It's like, well, connect, build relationship.
Absolutely.
Establish that accountability, because prophecy is designed to work as a part of the fivefold ministry, the pastor being the head and not the prophet. And that's where some of the confusion comes in as well, because the Israelites specifically were underneath the prophet. They were guided and coached and corrected by God through the prophet. But in the New Testament, that's changed. Mm-hmm. That's because Jesus has come. That's not no longer the case. We can all receive messages from God. Yes, there's still an office of a prophet, but it is not the only voice from the Lord. So that is one another clarification about prophecy, what prophecy isn't. And prophecy also isn't just somebody's opinion. Yeah. That's another thing. Well, it's just your opinion. It's like, no, this isn't my opinion. Usually if it's your opinion, that's not prophecy. Because it would be something that you wouldn't know by yourself. It wouldn't be something you would have no way of knowing. So that would be beyond opinion.
Excellent. Well, you know, I want to take this time to bring up, because I've been able to receive multiple words through Pastor Crystal. And one of them was a fun one, so we'll start with that one. And that was back before Ainsley was born. Me and Jen had been praying for a baby really bad and wanted one real bad. And it was after the first Daniel fast. Mm-hmm. We went through the Daniel fast. We had been praying for a child. And at the end of it, we're already happy because, A, we get to eat again. And, you know, we're feeling good.
Feeling good.
It was amazing because Pastor Crystal had gotten in front of the congregation and had words for a couple of people. And she came to us and said that something we've been praying for is about to come, is about to happen, to be given to you. And it was just amazing because, you know, at that time I wasn't as close to the Lord as I am now, but I could hear him almost whisper, talk to me and say, you know exactly what she's talking about. And I did. And it was immediately in my heart, I knew that Jen was pregnant. And couple days later, it was confirmed.
I was going to say, if I remember correctly, she was already pregnant, and we didn't even know it at that time.
That's awesome.
And I will tell you, Casey, because I remember that. I remember saying that, and I knew it was a baby.
I knew it was a baby. And so that also brings up another point of somebody that is in that office is knowing also how much, and you had that strong feeling. But to know that maybe in front of the whole congregation isn't the best time to deliver that portion of it. It's more of, let me give you the news, and then we'll talk more.
Well, the gift of the prophet is subject to the prophet, right? Yeah. The Bible says the gift of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And so a lot of that, and I will tell you for myself, a lot of it has been kind of trial and error with things. And really having some wisdom and discernment and what to say and what not to say and when to say when it and what not to say it. There's certain times that God will speak something and you know it's immediate and needs to be spoken immediately. And there's other times that it's not so much. It's more, it's not as, and I don't know how else to describe it. There's not as much pressure from the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know it, but it's more of, it needs to be spoken in a certain time and in a certain place. And you really, really just have to learn wisdom in that.
Yes.
I mean, you have to just learn wisdom and discernment. And like I said, a lot of that comes through trial and error.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really does. And it's when you start walking in that of, okay, this did not work good last time.
Yeah.
So I need to have some wisdom in this. What, you know, and I just, for instance, I was prophesying at a Pastor Matt was preaching at a friend's church and I was there and so I had some prophecy for some people. And one of the people I had a word for, and it had something to do with that they were going to meet their spouse somewhere else. And I stopped myself and I said, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And they said, "Yes, I have a girlfriend." And I said, "Okay, well, I have a word for you later." Cause you know, it's one of those times, like, I knew what God spoke to me, but I had to really look and think, like, you can't just blurt out everything. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have some wisdom. And so I was able to speak the rest of that word. And then I took him aside later and told him something else that I had to tell him. And interesting enough, he said that just this morning, he said, "The Lord told me you were going to say something to me I didn't want to hear."
There you go.
But you don't say something like that in front of the whole congregation
in front of
somebody's girl, you know, somebody's girlfriend,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So you have to, you really got to just have some wisdom. You
right.
have to have wisdom. And yes. And sometimes that just comes through trial and error.
Yes.
It really does.
Well, and a lot of things in life are that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It really does. Because it's a perfecting of the gift. And
yeah.
you're thinking about even with a pastoring or teaching, you don't just start out knowing what to do. It's a process mm-hmm. of learning how to do it and how to do it well. And to walk in that the way God would have you to walk into it, you know? And so with all things, it takes that wisdom and discernment of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Well, and Paul says to prophesy, prophets should prophesy according to their faith.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a lot of faith, even if you're feeling the prophetic gifting, you need to allow it to build mm-hmm. over time and to say, okay, Lord, I have this, I feel this, but I'm not necessarily going to act until I see what you're doing and where you open the door. Because the whole point is to build faith. Like in your story, Casey, that was a great story because it seems pretty obvious that your faith was built through that process. And that's the point. That's the point of prophecy is to build mm-hmm. the faith, mm-hmm. to edify the body, to point people to Jesus. That's the point.
Absolutely. A lot of the reading I've been doing, it goes right along exactly what you said, that the whole purpose of it is if it doesn't build you up, it's not from God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's not gonna use that to tear you down. That's not how he works.
Yeah, no. No.
It's bringing it up into the second time, well, actually the third time, that I received a word from Pastor Crystal was actually about this show, and she didn't know it. And so this was kind of a fun instance. And this one, yeah, she's laughing for a reason because this one turned out to be a really funny part of the show. What ended up happening was she got a very strong word, and she came up to us. She goes, "I got a word for you guys." And we said, "Great," you know. And of course, in the back of my mind, I'm like, "Man, you know, one of the times we got one of these, we got a kid, we got two, we're happy." And I'm almost like, "Please don't, please don't, please don't." And this is where the Holy Spirit has a sense of humor, because I really believe he delivered these exact words to her. She goes, "Okay, so you guys are pregnant," and she stops and pauses for a second. And I'm like, "Oh, Lord, no, no." And I'm rushing through, you know, "The Lord doesn't give you more than you can handle." I'm like, no, this isn't happening. This isn't happening. And she goes, "With ideas." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you can't stop there." So he's got a sense of humor, people. Trust me, I've seen it. What's really awesome about that whole interaction, long story short, was, you know, she delivered this, and basically the words we needed to hear came out of her mouth.
Yeah.
What you are doing is of me, is of God. And it was so funny because beforehand we were talking about, you know, okay, well, we could spend some money on getting this podcast started, but is it just me that wants to do it? The money could go towards our debt. Should I really spend the money on it? And so, you know, I had everything in the Amazon cart ready to buy, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe this would be. And here she delivers what you're. The ideas you have, they're of God. And basically that was him just like, get on it already.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Yep.
And so it's something that is just powerful and can be so beautiful. And yes. At the same time, he can just, he every now and then wants to get you.
Yeah.
I will say sometimes a prophet does have to warn though.
Yes.
Yes.
And I will say, cause I've had to give words to people that were pursuing a certain path. And I can remember this one person in particular, and they were pursuing this certain path, and they'd been on it for a while. And I know that God was speaking to them, and they just weren't listening. Mm. And so God sent me, and the whole time it was so painful for me. And I cried the whole time. And I said, if you don't stop this path, you're going to lose everything. And they knew it was from God, and they sat there and cried. And it was even funny is that they didn't turn from that path until they started to lose everything. They were going that path and began to lose everything. And all this, I mean, and then they did this turnaround. I mean, like literally did a turnaround. It was like, okay, I better get right. I better get this right, you know? Yeah. But it's always to point, it, like you said, it always points back to Jesus. Though.
Yes. Yeah. And that's actually another sign of false prophecy is if you have somebody in your life who's always giving you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so this person's telling me you start getting almost into like the prosperity gospel kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna get a new car and I see a new car for you and I see money and you go, okay, wait a second. How does this glorify the Lord?
Yeah.
And there are very specific stories in the Word that warn us about that say, hey, look, this isn't the Lord.
Yeah.
And Jesus actually went as far as say, believe it was Jesus. I find my notes, but it was in Luke. Okay. I was like having to remember, but they actually went as to say, everybody likes a false prophet.
Oh yeah.
Everybody likes a false prophet.
So
if everybody likes you as a prophet, you might want to pay close attention to that particular, you know, verse, because everybody likes a false prophet.
Yeah.
Who's somebody who's just telling you things you want to hear.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even correction, warnings, a lot of times those will always come with a sense of God's love along that. They'll come with his gentle guidance back. Not condemnation, not feeling guilty and just racking yourself with guilt. It'll be the gentle love of the Lord that wants to guide you back, that wants you to return, to repent. It's never, you know, the swift hand kind of word.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that actually takes us right into one of the questions that were sent in today. Did either one of you ever have a period of time where you felt like you needed to keep your gift to yourself?
Yeah.
I can go.
You go.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about the first time I ever got any sort of sense of prophecy. And I was a real new Christian and I was real young. I was about 16. And my friend and I had gotten lost in the woods and we couldn't find our way out. We had gone hiking. And this was before cell phones, believe it or not. And before GPS, and it was getting dark and it was raining and we didn't know what to do and we were panicking and we just thought, okay, let's pray. And I started picturing these arrows and I keep picturing these arrows. And she's like, well, let's try it. Okay. And so we would follow the arrows and we'd follow one and one. And then we got to this place where we had to jump. And if we jumped up there, we couldn't get back down. And we're like, okay, well, we're just going to trust because it's been right so far. And we jumped up and sure enough, there was a path and led us on down. And that was probably one of the first times that I knew, okay, the Lord is speaking to me. But it freaked me out at the time. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I was 16 years old. I new baby Christian. I had no idea. So at that point, I really kept it to myself. But over time, I had more and more people encourage me, more and more people say, I see this in you. I had people prophesy, give me messages saying, this is what God has for you. And I still, for a long time, just held on to it and waited and waited. And it really took a season of coming to be in a part of a church that operated with those giftings that I felt like, okay, now I can start really seeing what this is. And even then, I felt like my leaders were good about saying, oh, now hold on to that one, or, well, speak that one, or really guiding me in that. And I think that really helped me develop that gift when I very first started operating in it.
For me, I always felt weird.
Yes.
I just felt weird. And so I never wanted to say anything. And I always felt like people looked at me weird. And so I don't know that I wanted to keep it for myself as much as I just didn't want it. You mm-hmm. know, and I really was like, God, I don't want this. This is a heavy burden. I don't want this. I don't want this.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't let up on me. And it was basically yep. either, you know, that I almost didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
So I finally, once I started walking in it, then it started developing more and stuff. But for a long time, I just didn't want it because I felt too weird. And I thought people would look at me weird. I didn't, I felt yeah. just weird.
Yeah, I felt the same yeah. way. I felt the same way yeah. for a long time too. And mm-hmm. even after operating in a while, I tried to stop.
Yeah.
That didn't go so
yeah.
well.
yeah.
That didn't go so well. God has some strong opinions about that.
He does. Yeah. He does. Yeah.
Yeah, by the descriptions right there, it's almost like he made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
pretty much.
It's both a beautiful and scary thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
All right, and we're back with the return of the Majorca Minute, and we were just having a conversation out in the living room about the podcast and what we were going to say here during the Majorca Minute, and it brought to light what we were, you know, when you first happen upon prophecy in right. your walk
right.
as a Christian.
Yeah, happen upon, huh? From like, is that the King James version of this?
Quite happen, so, quite
upon
so.
It. Yes. So, we, in talking about this subject, I just recall, you know, my first couple years as a Christian going to some different churches and not really having anybody stand up and prophesy or, speak a word to somebody specifically. And, when I started to see that specifically in Faith and Victory Church where we belong, or where we go to church, I'm sorry, at first, it was kind of weird, you know. I was not quite sure about it, and I know that the great thing was the leadership at that church stood up and spoke about that. So for people who were new to it, they would explain it, and I know that's part of when there's like a prophetic word given, there will be some interpretation there for or to an explanation for it, and then after a while, it was you know what? Sometimes. The whoever was speaking up, like let's say Pastor Crystal, for example, would have a specific word for somebody. And, you know, it got to the point where I just felt like, hey, I want that word. Like, do you have a word for me? Like, you know, what does God want to say to me? And yeah. so it got to the point where it wasn't really yeah. uncomfortable anymore. And especially as I have received words over time that, you know, they've just confirmed what I knew already in my spirit or were a word of encouragement for me or for somebody else. And so I'm really thankful that those people who are called to that office of being a prophet or have that prophetic gift really walk that out.
And that's the Majorca Minute.
That that was a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to you hearing the rest of it. And we will be bringing you that not next week. I've got a special show for you next week. But the following week, we're going to bring you part two of this podcast. I really am looking forward to you hearing it. Now, as promised, we're going to be giving away one of our fabulous Dave Ramsey books today. And today's giveaway goes to Nicole Faith. And we ended up using almost all of her questions. So congratulations, Nicole. And you will get to choose from either The Total Money Makeover, Smart Money, Smart Kids, which I highly recommend, Entree Leadership, or The Legacy Journey. You will be getting that book just as soon as you come find me. So that's part of this. We're going to find out if she listened to this episode after putting in all those questions. Well, until next time, I wanted to remind you, if you want to get in on some of this free stuff that I'm giving away, please let me know what you like, what you don't like about the podcast, any questions we've got coming up, and we will get you in the list and get you in the drawing to get some of this free stuff that we're giving away. It's that easy. Just listen to us and comment on our Facebook page. That's as quick as you can get free stuff. You got to love it, especially in this day and age. Something that's easy, bring it on. All right? We hope that you got something out of this, and we look forward to having you listen to it coming up through the next couple weeks. We've got some great stuff coming, and we're going to hopefully start some short videos as well on the website. So please like us on Facebook. Check out our website, faithandvictory.com/thrivepodcast, and you will find out all the latest and greatest stuff that we're doing on all of those as we start to just ramp up and really get excited about what we're doing. Until we see you next time, God doesn't want you to just survive. He'd like you to thrive. Have a blessed week.